It's your dream. Please don't overthink it. Take the action steps. Throw your hat in the ring. Put yourself out there. Be visible. Take the risks. Invest in yourself. Take the actions, because what if it does work? What if you become the next success story? You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. What's up, queens? Hello, hello, hello. I am so excited to be with you today, to bring you today's topic, all about how your dream is possible for you. That's right. Say it out loud with me. My dream is possible for me. My dream is possible for me. We don't hear enough of this positive, high vibe, can do, I am messages throughout the course of our life, let alone throughout the course of our adult days here. So I am just delighted to be basking in the epicness of you, your destiny, and everything that you're meant for from the conscious level. And then, of course, we make all kinds of room open for the miraculous realm as well, because your biggest idea, your greatest dream, your deepest hope, your next level yearnings and cravings are nothing next to what God has in store for you. So opening up to remembering how powerful you are, how anointed you are, how blessed you are, how capable you are of course, fulfilling your destiny. This has been given to you by literally the creator of the universe. So I think that with our new consciousness, with our new attitudes, with our new mentalities, and with our own sense of self, like we've never had it before, really getting, I have a divine assignment. You have a divine assignment, and no one can compete with yours. This world has set us up for defeat. This world has lied to us. This world has told us that we aren't good enough. And this world has created such a competitive culture that has worked us up into an anxiety and a frenzy, or the other level of depression, where we literally have fallen asleep to our own power. We have forgotten who we are, and we have become so disconnected from spiritual truth. The truth is, your dream is possible. The truth is, no one can compete with you. The truth is, God designed your destiny. So today, I am all about focusing on what can happen. I'm all about focusing on spiritual probability. You know, the Course in Miracles says there is no order of difficulty in miracles. Only humans have said that. Oh, well, a brain tumor, that's a really big one. We're going to have to really pray for that one. Or that messed up marriage, like, that's just, you know, that's really going to take a miracle. But, you know, we're driving around the farmer's market and we're like, oh, I hope I can get the parking spot up front. And we think that that's the smaller miracle. In the realm of the spiritual, it isn't. So whatever you are looking to step into your next level calling, whatever dazzles you or delights you, know that it is not difficult for all of the angelic realms to come in and bring you the resources and the ideas and the creativity and the power and the motivation and the time, and just harness all of what you actually are capable of and move it into the manifesting realms. You don't need to get stuck on the hamster wheel. You don't need to believe in lack. You don't even need to worry. It's literally the opposite of spiritual principle. And if we women, we queens, we people in our feminine power would start to actually not just know spiritual truth, but live by it, what's your day going to be like? What is your day going to be like without worry? Would you even know what to do with yourself if you weren't stressed, if you weren't freaking out, if you weren't expecting the other shoe to drop? I don't even know where that phrase came from, waiting for the other shoe to drop. What does it even mean? But we all know what it means. We're all expecting the worst, right? Because that's the way we've been programmed. We've been programmed that even if you do get that client, even if you do hit that 5K month or that 10K month or whatever, it's like, well, it was probably just a fluke, or I probably just got lucky, or I probably couldn't do that again. Because the whole way this world has gotten set up by being disconnected from spiritual principle is to assume and expect the worst. Well, I got to tell you, I'm bored. I'm so bored. I'm bored by expecting the worst. I think those outcomes are dreary. I think that they are, I've got to find another word for bored. They're life-sucking. They're not true. They're lies. And I, for one, am committed to no longer, at least as much as I'm capable of, living my life by them. Because I have been dancing around and playing around with possibility on such a bigger level lately. And I'm just like, when the little thoughts come in, like, Jeannie, you should really start being stressed out about whatever the unknown is. And I was like, yeah, not today. And I was like, Jeannie, you should really start worrying about this situation that doesn't seem to have a solution right now. Yeah, spirit is a solution. Why am I going to take that on a worry? Jeannie, you really ought to stress out about my poor parents are dealing with a you know, I've shared my father went through an operation recently and he's in recovery, and the medical system that they're in, it's gotten so, if you let it, it could be life sucking, right? Like the system that's supposed to be healing is actually doing the opposite. And, you know, this nurse didn't show up and that medication didn't come through and this doctor's appointment doesn't make sense. And that helped, and the insurance, this and that. And it's just like my mother literally left me 17 voice memos today. She hasn't yet realized, God bless her, that voice memos are not text. So she's like, Gina, there's a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, period. Anyways, and then she didn't see them go through. And so she left them all twice, but all completely stressed out, freaked out. What if it doesn't? Like all of the outcomes that she doesn't want. I just called her back and I was like, first of all, good morning. Second of all, you don't need to put the punctuation in on a voice memo. And third of all, stop stressing out. Stop the stress. Stop the stress. It's unnecessary. But we get into these habits and these patterns and these default modes. Like, that's supposed to be the color of crayon that we're supposed to select for whatever the given situation is. But we can program ourselves differently. We can program ourselves in such a different way. We can program ourselves in a way that we know that we are powerful, in a way that we know we are capable, and that we know the solutions completely, completely already taken care of. So when you sit in that and you rest in that and you trust in that, you start getting different messages from a higher realm and a higher vibration. You know, I went to brunch yesterday with a new friend here in South Florida. And there was something, there's a kind of a question that I've been sitting with. And we had this like lovely, like 2.5 hour brunch. And it was a subject that I did not even touch, didn't even bring up with her at all whatsoever. And because I'm in this state of surrender and just anticipating the best and anticipating the solutions to show up and anticipating the answers to come to me versus me having to figure out everything. Literally, we had already gotten the bill. We had already wrapped up. We had already this, that. And out of nowhere, she brings up this subject that would, for our conversation, would have been completely out of left field. And was like, you know, I just wanted to tell you one more thing. It would have looked ridiculous if anybody else had been at the table for her to bring up that particular subject. And yet it was it wasn't an answer. It was a confirmation to the question that I've been living in. Like, is that really possible? And her life experience showed that it was. And this is what you get to be dazzled by the mystical realms. You don't have to make it all happen. You don't have to pull the flower open. You don't have to stress, worry, freak out. And you just get to say yes. Yes to your next level calling. Yes to who you really are. Yes to abundance. Yes to miracles. Yes to having more fun in life and more creativity and having it be a more spectacular experience. And when you're in this state of yes, it also can be very counterintuitive, by the way. The state of yes will look like, I remember one time, the story didn't make it into my book, but it almost did. I had this client once and she got let go from her corporate job and she called me and she was like trying to set up her business on the side and had this like kind of side hustle thing going. And she's like, Gina, I just got fired. And I was like, awesome, go buy a dress. And she's like, what? And it just came through me. I said, go buy a dress. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, to celebrate this. Like, and so she's like, wait, I don't have, my business isn't taking off yet. I just got fired. I don't have another paycheck coming in, blah, blah, blah. I said, go buy a dress. And she did. And I think it was a green dress. She wore it years later. And like, she just anchored in, like that was actually, it wasn't the day she got fired. It was the day that she became a business owner. It was the day that she got to start doing life on her own terms. It was the day that she was like fully there for herself and her dream. And every time she wears this dress, it reminds her of that. Now, human minds would say, well, that's irresponsible. And you don't need to be spending money on clothes when you just got fired and you don't, you know where your next known whatever is coming from. But when you believe in absolute abundance, I'm not saying be frivolous, but it can seem counterintuitive in some of the ways that you're going to be led. You know, in advertising, it's when you're spending advertising dollars, when I used to spend money on commercial ads for radios and then now on Facebook ads, et cetera. And it's your intuitive approach would be like, well, if the ads aren't working that well, then back off, spend less, do less. But all of the success stories say the opposite. If something's not working, do more particle flow, do more ad spend, do like ramp it up. And there's so much about success that we haven't been taught. We've been taught, and I shared different examples, right? My father was going to like save, like he needed more money. So his idea of saving money was like cutting off the call, the $2 a month call waiting. And, you know, spirit's ways are way different than human ways. So don't get stuck in the spreadsheets and don't get stuck in the lack and don't get stuck in the either or thinking. There's so many women. I got this amazing friend. And by the way, money doesn't like handle all these solutions, by the way, because this particular friend makes well over seven figures. And she's always like, she lives in LA. Should I move to New York? She'd stay in LA. She moved to New York. She'd stay in LA. Yeah, like years of it. And I'm just going to call her Jane because I don't want her name to slip out. I'm like, Jane, just do both. Just do both. Get a place in New York. Keep your place in LA. Enjoy your life, girlfriend. To this day, still, it's an either or world for Jane. Not going to do it. And it's like, so many women have come to me. It's like, well, should I do this program or that program? Or I really want to do your program, but I'm in another program. Do both. Do you really go on Amazon and you're like, should I buy that book or that book? You buy four books at a time and you know it. So why don't you do it with the larger increments of money as well? It's not like it's too expensive for God. And I'm not saying to be frivolous with anything, any resource, time, money, love, any of it, power. But when you're guided, when it's a yes and a yes and a yes and, it's all about your purpose. When it's all about your destiny, when it's all about your dream coming true, it's a yes and a yes and a yes and every day of the week and twice on Sunday for me. All right. So don't be cheap with yourself and don't play small because God's not here to play small with you. The universe doesn't have any lack. No lack of ideas for you, no lack of clients, no lack of streams of income, no lack of how any of your dreams can exist, or you calling in your soulmate, or you losing weight, or you getting rid of a wrinkle or whatever your dream is. And so lean in deep. Lean in deep to your dream. Really show up for you. What would it look like in your life if you weren't waiting for anyone's permission? If you weren't worried what anyone else was going to say? If you weren't consumed with the possibility that you will probably fail? What would it look like if you were your number one fan? Number one best advocate, number one best friend, biggest believer in you and your capability and the power that is in you but not of you to make a difference in this world in the way that you and only you throughout the history of time and forever will be. Only you can make the difference in this way. What if you were consumed with that thought? What if you were just lit up and so passionate and just walk through your day just wondering all of the possible ways that your dream could become manifested, could come true, will in fact happen because you're creating that sense of certainty. That's right. That's right, Queen. It starts with you totally owning and believing that epic life. It's there for you. It's already exists. Your job is to call it in, claim it, own it, and manifest it. It already exists for you. And you've gotten the skills to reprogram that conditioning. You don't have to stay stuck in any other archetype or in any kind of orphaning. You get to be there to mother and father yourself now. Because the path of the royal road and the path of queenhood is not an ordinary one. And yet, this is your for such a time as this moment. And yet, only from the position of queen can you fulfill your calling. And queens aren't broke. And queens do live in castles. And queens do have their royal robes. And queens do have access to resources and their spiritual connection so that they can be a benevolent queen. This queen inside of you, she's not a diva. She's not selfish. She's generous. She's generous. She has much and she gives much. So open yourself up to all the forms of receiving and really receive the training. You get to reprogram your mind. Freedom is a thought away. You get to think differently. You get to believe bigger for yourself. And you no longer are looking for it outside of you from anyone else. Draw it from you. Draw it from source. Why don't you start seeing yourself the way God sees you? Why don't you start believing in possibility the way God already has demonstrated that the miracles are there. They've been there for so many others and they're there for you. And you don't need to go and collect the debt. Well, I remember when this didn't work out and that didn't work. Really? Well, were you showing up like this? So open-hearted, so open-minded, with open eyes and open ears, just expecting possibility to come into your lap? And when I say expecting possibility to come into your lap, I mean guidance. It doesn't mean no action. I mean clarity on like, ooh, that's an opportunity. And then you seize it and you do whatever is necessary. You know, when a teacher shows up for me, I'm like, ooh, there's a course for me. I sign up and I take it. When I get a notion of like, oh, that's a skill set I'm meant to develop, boom, clear the calendar, make the time. There was an email that came in today. And I saw a friend of mine got an opportunity. And because I'm no longer in comparisonitis or in the comparison trap, I was like, she was doing something that for years has been a dream of mine. And I was like, oh, I knew I was going to do this recording. And I was like, I'll do it later. And I was like, nope. I didn't really have the time for it, but I made the time. And I went and I emailed her right back. And I was like, hey, congratulations. I just saw the awesome opportunity that you just got. And I've actually been really interested in doing something similar with those same people. Would you mind sharing with me how it works? She emails me back instantly, shares with me how it worked for her. And she's like, do you want me to connect you with them? And I was like, yes. Like, it's like that. So it's like, it's not like I do nothing. It's not like I just waited for those people to come find me. I saw something instantly. I took the action. I wasn't like, oh, am I being too pushy? Am I going to sound ridiculous? I wasn't like, oh, well, I'll never get the same opportunity that she did. I wasn't like, they're going to say no. I just expected that if any form of my destiny is meant to be in collaboration with these particular people, then God's going to handle it. And I've done my part. I'm not in princess mentality. I'm not in a fantasy. I'm not just waiting to be discovered. I'm open and just expecting guidance to show up every hour of the day, every single day of the week. And then I act on it. And then I act on it. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's counterintuitive, even when, especially when it doesn't make sense. Because that's when you know you're on the brink of something super amazing. That's right. That's right. And then I will say, it's like any muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The more you practice a language or an instrument, the more fluid it becomes and natural it becomes to you. And so these things, like in the past, I wouldn't have done any of what I just said, which all happened in a matter of 5 seconds and was super easy. In the past, originally, I would have looked at it and been like, oh my gosh, why don't I ever get cool opportunities like that? Totally, but it would have been stuck in comparison trap. In the past, I would have been like, oh, I really want to email her and find out how that happened for her because I want it to happen for me too. But oh, we're kind of just new friends and I don't want to look pushy. Maybe God will send me a sign as if that wasn't it. Or I would have done there's just no point in sending an email. Those people aren't going to do a collaboration with me. Like taking myself out of the game every step of the way when all along it was guidance. So please, it's your dream. Please don't overthink it. Take the action steps, throw your hat in the ring, put yourself out there, be visible, take the risks, invest in yourself, take the actions, because what if it does work? What if you become the next success story? What if the next woman manifesting that business dream, 5K month, 10K month, contributing to a certain segment of the population? What if it's you? What if you do become the success that you dream of? What if it does work out? Aren't those more interesting questions? Those are the questions I want the answers to. And I've gotten so good at asking better questions. And I have stopped asking the questions that I don't want the answer to. Completely stopped. I never ask, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if the opportunity doesn't show up? What if the resource, never ask it anymore. And I've just trained myself. I'm unavailable for overwhelm. I'm unavailable for ultimately for the highest form of my destiny not working out. I've become a little less attached to certain details because I've learned that God has even greater. But that doesn't mean I've like sort of like flipped it in the air and like, well, you know, like if God just wants me to have a business, I guess he'll just make it happen. No, 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 no. As we've discussed, this is such a dazzling collaboration, an opportunity for you to show up. An opportunity for you. Like, it felt good to send that email today. It felt good to throw my hat in the ring. It felt good to say, hey, what about me? And that's what I really deeply desire for you. When you are so there for you, when you're so in love with yourself, you've got so much more love to give. It's not selfish like we've been taught. When you're just so obsessed with your calling and your destiny and how you can make a difference in the world and shine your light, that's not selfish. It's generous. It's generous. So focus on being generous, which means you're going to need to focus on yourself and your dreams, especially when there's no known logical morsel of a possibility of them happening. That's how you know the bigger miracle is on the way. I remember when I was $75,000 in debt, and I wasn't coaching with this person, but a friend of mine was a coach. And I was just like, I don't know when or how, like it didn't have the wealth, obviously the wealth consciousness at the time. And I was like, I've got $75,000 of debt. Like, I don't even know how I'm ever going to pay this off. And she's like, you should be excited. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she says, well, spiritual law is if there's a need, then there's a solution. She's like, if you have $75,000 of debt, that means $75,000 is coming to you. And I was like, well, never quite heard it that way, but it didn't take me long to be like, yes, thank you. Why don't we just start believing that? Start believing in your dream being manifested. Start believing in the money showing up in ways that you know about and in ways that you don't know about. Start believing that your clients actually need you even more than you need them. Start believing in the double blessing. Just start believing that your dream matters and it exists and it is meant to be manifested through you. Yes, that's right, Queen. That's right. So I'm going to close with this. This is a really cool story. So this is the kind of thing that happens when you hang out with a mentor who's a big thinker. So Marie Claire came to me. And so she was an esthetician. She was a single mom. She was charged about $45 for a facial. And she came to coach with me. And she was like, you can imagine, struggle bus, right? Single mom, had a son, $45 a facial for a 90-minute facial. She like was that overgiver. Anyone an under earner and an overgiver? That's what I used to be like as a therapist. So she was an under earner and an overgiver. And so I said, first thing you need to do is you need to move your office. And tell her she had to move. I said, you had to move your office. So move your office to Beverly Hills, because I knew she had wealth, consciousness, and abundance issues. And I thought for her to be in that vibration would be really good for her. And then I said, I want you to create a website and create a $5,000 package. And she's like, Gina DeVee, you are out of your mind. You are certifiably insane, insane. I'm selling $45 facials, barely. Nobody's going to buy what is even a $5,000 skincare pack? What does that even look like? I said, I don't know. You're the expert, but go put together a $5,000 package and put it on your website. And she was coachable and she did. And I just follow the guidance, right? Like, you know, because remember when I said this is counterintuitive, like a normal coach might be like, well, go double your rates and make your facials $90 and, you know, whatever, whatever. Not me. And so I follow spirits and guidance 2 days later, 48 hours after this package was on her website, she got a phone call from a producer of a TV show in Hollywood. And she totally thought it was a friend pranking her. And they were like, is this Marie Claire? And she said, yes. And they're like, you could tell like they were like reading the website. I'm like, we need to buy that $5,000 package of yours. And she's like, who is this? Like, she totally thought it was one of her friends pranking her. And they're like, we're so-and-so producers from the such and such TV show. It was a game show. And she's like, because she was so new, clearly hadn't done Sales Superstar yet. I don't think I had recorded it yet. So she's like, why are you calling me? I'm like, don't kill the sale, Marie Claire. And they said, well, we give away prizes on our game show. And we were looking for, what did they say? They were looking for facial packages to give away. And because hers was the most expensive in Beverly Hills, they just assumed she was the best. And they bought her $5,000 facial package in 48 hours after having it up on her website. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about. When you come into this divine living vortex, we're going to be super high vibe. I got story after story after story to tell you like that, because this is what happens when you get out of traditional and probable and practical and those effing Excel spreadsheets. Here, really, really quick, one more for those of you that don't know. So I had just made my first big amount of money in my business. And I wanted to treat myself and go to Saint-Tropez. And Glenn was like, no, Gina, we need to pay off debt. You've got a tax lien. I don't know if I had a tax lien then, but anyway, you need to pay off debt. We're definitely in debt. I'm not going to be a lifestyle junkie. And I was like, well, I want to treat myself. He's like, and so I paid off some bills and I reinvested in the business and I went to Saint-Tropez. I took a stand for the end, even back then. And I said, you know, before I go to Saint-Tropez, I'm just going to set an intention that I'm going to get a client while I'm there. And he's like, what are you talking about? You've never been to Saint-Tropez. You don't speak French. What is with you? And I was like, I don't know. I'm setting an intention that I'm going to get a client while I'm there. I thought it'd be cool to have an international client, I think. So I go off and I'm like walking the cobblestone streets of Saint-Tropez, and I brought paints because I thought that's what you did in the south of France. And I was like drinking rosé and eating moule frites. And I only went for about 5 days. And the last night I was sitting at the hotel bar waiting for my table of one. And a couple walked in. They were speaking English and most of the people had been speaking French. And so they were like, hey, where are you from? And I said, LA. They're like, oh, we're from LA. And they just started asking me what I did. And I said, I'm a life coach. And the woman was like, oh my gosh, I've been looking for a life coach. And she said, so how do you work? And right there on the bar stool in Saint-Tropez, I was like, I have these 6 month, $20,000 packages that I work with people, you know, in depth over the course of 6 months. And she says, do you take American Express? And I said, yes. And then I called Glenn and said, would you please hook up the American Express account? Because we were too cheap at the time because they took out more fees. We only had Visa and MasterCard. And right there on the bar stool in Saint-Tropez, I sold a $20,000 package. But here's the cool thing about it. Did I get a client when I went to the south of France? Yes. Was it counterintuitive for somebody in debt to go to Saint-Tropez? Yes. Did I make 20 grand? And was that awesome? Completely. And this is a very successful businesswoman who had, her mother had passed away, I think a few years prior. And in her pain, she developed a cocaine addiction. And I knew how to handle grief and I knew how to work with addictions. During our work together, she got connected with spirit. She healed her heart. She found ways to love herself, which she thought that only that kind of love could have come from her mother. She healed her addiction as well. And this is what happens when you show up for you. It is the double blessing. You know, I was blessed in the ways that I was blessed, and so was she. So please don't think that you getting this business off the ground is like just about you and you making money and sending your kids to private school or you going to Saint-Tropez or wherever else you want to go when the world opens up. There's someone under the covers right now who needs what you have. There's someone who couldn't get out of bed today because the depression or the grief or the worry or the stress or the fear was so intense or the failure was just too much. You have been gifted with talents. Use them. Show up for them. Get them cultivated. I had talents too, but before I knew about how to do messaging and hone in on the ideal client and actually have a package and get the right pricing down and know how to do sales and social media and all the beautiful skill sets that I have for you in the Gateway program, before I knew how to do that, I wasn't that big double blessing. I was just Gina with skills that was in debt that wasn't working with clients. And that is the lowest place you can be, is to be sitting on your talents. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for this extraordinary time for women like us who have been prepared to be the light workers and the bridge builders into this new era that is coming. Thank you for letting it be us. Thank you for using our lives in such majestic and powerful and healing ways. We are humbled that of all the people in the world, that it's us that you have designed for such a time as this. So we claim this calling with confidence, with reverence, with fervor, continuing to ask for your favor and your provision and your protection as we continue to show up and shine your light that is in us, revealing who we really are, speaking your truths, living by your values, and showing the world what it is to get back to divine connection, spiritual principle, living in the realm of the miraculous. And we pray this believing. Amen. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen,
The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you have get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends, and enjoy.